This is 3ABR Community Radio, coming to you from the heart of the Great Ocean Road, which is Apollo Bay. And in the studio, because it's the what used to be the Otway Health Check and is now the Great Ocean Road Health Check, I guess.
It can be.
Yeah, why not? Or we could arose by any other. We could give it another name. We're very privileged today because in the hot seat, although we're keeping it nice and calm and relaxed, is the acting CEO, Carissa Brock. G'day, Carissa.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Bit chilly.
They're cool.
Bit of a change.
Keep you moving. Keep moving to stay warm. But you've been very busy lately, of course.
We have been very busy, yes, very busy.
You at the now amalgamated entity,
mm-hmm.
And you personally, of course,
yes, stepping up to
kind of keep all the ducks in a row and keep it moving.
Yes, so the amalgamation happened on the 1st of July, so Long Community Hospital amalgamated with Otway Health to become Great Ocean Road Health. That is our new entity name, Great Ocean Road Health, but we have two sites, one in Lawn and one in Polar Bay, Lawn Community Hospital and Otway Health. So the site names will still remain.
Okay.
That is still Otway Health as a site, but the entity that's running the sites is Great Ocean Road Health.
So this program is probably still the Otway Health Check.
It could still be the Otway Health Check.
Yeah, sure,
why not? It is Apollo Bay Radio and it's very Apollo Bay focused.
Okay,
So lots going on with that amalgamation. Mm-hmm. It is more behind the scenes amalgamation. The services, as we said, the sites and the frontline services are still there and will be in place as they were. It's just about creating the opportunities with the amalgamation of what it can bring and also having the one entity just bringing that together as well.
So this is like, you know, one accounts department, one
correct.
Human resources facility, but also, I suppose, and also sharing staff across both sites.
Yep, so if they wish to, staff can now have opportunities across the two sites. It just allows us to attract people who, when we've got part-time positions, sometimes can be a little bit difficult. We can share them across the two sites or advertise in that way. And the number of opportunities are endless, I guess. We just, as we come to those, we'll assess them and we've now got a stronger multi-site health service that we can present to people.
Okay. A kind of flash new logo, if you like
thing. We do have a new logo. It's being rolled out and you'll see it more and more as time progresses. The website and the Facebook has also gone live, so we've got new Great Ocean Road Health branding that you might may have seen already. When we designed the logo, we did want something that represented the communities that we are operating within, and we wanted to also showcase the words Great Health. So it's quite interesting that we've got Great Ocean Road, but we've got Great Ocean Road Health. So we're using that Great Health slogan to become outcome focused and a bit of a call to action, which is nice. The logo itself has got a number of dots and that creates a cluster element. It symbolises a connection between Great Ocean Road Health and the community we're serving and also positions Great Ocean Road Health in the centre of that community, which is very important.
Yeah.
You'll see also the dots are connected to each other visually when you see the logo by their uniform structure, and that reflects that connection. So we're quite excited with the new logo, and we will start rolling that out even more.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. It's it's very clean, no rolling hills or waves or
unfortunately that is used quite extensively, and we did want to be able to stand out a little bit.
Sure.
And the dots are quite visually spectacular when you see them.
Yeah, they are great. Yeah. And you're kind of keeping the seat warm or keeping the seat hot, or is it keeping you hot?
It's definitely keeping me warm, that's for sure, over this chilly winter.
Yeah.
So with Kate Gillen accepting a role at Barwon Health, that has seen me move into the acting CEO role from late July. I've taken that over whilst I undertake the permanent recruitment, and that's across the two sites. So a fair bit of work through the amalgamation and just bringing in everyone together. And I guess a little bit about me, if people aren't aware, I was already based at Otway Health for the last 3.5 years in the Director of Corporate Services role and undertaking a Deputy CEO role and acting in the role.
Yeah, you've already
been relieving the leave.
Stepping up when Kate was away.
Yes.
And you've been far too busy to have a profile.
Yes. I guess just in the background working away, making sure everything was ticking along. But now front and centre.
Okay. And so you'll be one of the contenders for the CEO. That'll be
possibly.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, let's Who knows? It'll be an interesting process, I'm sure.
Mm.
What else is news?
Lots going on. Wanted to just go through.
Should we talk a bit more about you? You've been here for quite a bit.
Talk a bit about me. Yeah. I live in Apollo Bay. I've lived here for 5 years, and over that time, I was working remotely for another job when I first moved, but some family circumstances meant I needed a local job, and there was something advertised at Otway Health at the time that I was able to get myself into. Mm. I have previously worked in health. I worked at Bendigo Health many, many years ago. Whilst I was undertaking my bachelor degrees, I worked in an aged care home in a kitchen.
Oh, wow.
As a kitchen assistant for 7 years whilst I did schooling.
Did your studying. Wow.
Did my studying. Wow. So that was my first exposure. And then Bendigo Health came up again in my career a little bit later on.
Mm.
I worked in their home assessment and rehab team as an administration officer, and also with my IT background, implementing waiting lists into aged care homes.
Okay.
And then I've gone on to do many other different systems and finance and business consulting roles in Melbourne, Sydney, London, and then Apollo Bay.
And so 5 years ago you said, no, I really want to live in Apollo Bay.
We were ready for a coastal change, and my husband was already sort of working down this way, and I want the kids, we moved them around a fair bit, and I wanted to settle them somewhere, and we chose Apollo Bay.
It's a really common thing in Apollo Bay. I mean, aside from the few remaining families that have been here for generations, people sometimes after a few years they wonder why, but people choose to come here, and we come from all sorts of really diverse backgrounds, but and the common denominator is you fall in love with the place. Really.
We did. We came for the seafood festival first.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And I guess that sucked us in a little bit.
Yep.
It was quite visually spectacular. It was a good time of year.
Yeah.
And sold us on the town.
Yeah.
And then since then, obviously with the kids in school, I've been on the school council as treasurer. We're members of the surf club, and the boys do nippers, and the football club. And
You can't not get involved in Apollo Bay. For us it was the old music festival, but it's often the way. It's an amazing thing.
And then joining Otway Health enabled me to sort of connect a little bit more with the community, because I was working in town, and in that role, obviously with the aged care, been involved with the refurbishment that we've completed up at Otway Health, so that was nice, and also the X-ray replacement coming up. So lots of help bringing in those projects and then rolling those projects out.
Yeah, because Otway Health is by far the biggest employer in town. So
it is,
you've kind of really become part of the place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And growing.
Yes. Well, it's not going to stop. Apollo Bay is one of the few municipalities that's actually got space for people to grow. It's actually got land. There's not a lot of room for new development in Lawn and other places, so it's interesting. The medical centre.
Yes, so the medical centre continues to grow as well. Mm-hmm. We have entered into an agreement with Dr. Meg Lawless to acquire her assets from the Moore Street Medical Clinic, and that aligns with her intended retirement.
Yes, the passing of an era.
It is. Yeah. It's a 45-year-esque era. It's quite an era. It's very important to recognise not only Dr. Meg and Dr. Jim Lawless in their contributions to Apollo Bay Health over those 45 years. And in some instances, 5 generations of family care that's been provided, which is quite extraordinary. Yep. We'll continue to assist Dr. Meg to transition.
Mm-hmm.
We are building the GP team, so we'll keep working on that. And anyone who's wishing to transfer from the Moore Street Clinic up to the Apollo Bay Medical Centre can give them a call at either medical centres. And there is some paperwork to transfer your file up that they can assist you to do. We also think it's probably nice to do a little recognition event with Dr. Meg.
So absolutely.
In talks there, we'd like to have an afternoon tea in her honour
at
Otway Health. So we'll put some further details out.
Yeah, so details will go on the Facebook page and the website and in the news sheet, I guess.
And I just wanted to remind everyone, particularly those new clients transitioning, that you can call the Apollo Medical Centre, but we also have an app called Hot Doc.
Yep.
And you can actually make appointments, log in at any time, and during the night, if you've got a sick child or something's happening and you want to make an appointment for the next day, you can jump on to www.hotdoc.com.au and make those appointments.
Yeah, Hot Docs, I've used it. I've got hold of it in a... I needed a doctor in a strange city. I forget where I was now, but it was in another city. And it just was so easy to use. And it was good.
Yeah, no, we use it as well.
But in the meantime, the medical centre's phone number is 5237 8595, right?
It is.
Yes, good. So if you want to do it by the telephone, which is fine too.
That's fine too. We'll have someone there.
Yep. And then, of course, there's the future.
There is the future. So the medical centre expanding the way it is means more GP consulting rooms, and we obviously have the aged care and urgent care. And
It's a little bit of a bottleneck there at the
acute,
minute.
Going on. So it was a really nice bringing it together when we did bring the clinic up. It strengthened the health service and allowed everyone to sort of visually see what goes on at Otway Health. But we acknowledge that it's not the ideal location and we would love to build something more permanent. So just a reminder that we've got some plans out there that we're sort of consulting with a few people on to create a purpose-built medical centre on site. And that is still our priority to get some funding to do that. And hopefully we'll create a nice contemporary service space for everyone to operate on.
Is there any guess about how long that might take?
We're going to be submitting under the Regional Health Infrastructure Fund, which is a state government initiative. They're the ones who have recently paid for some urgent care upgrades at Otway Health and also the x-ray replacement. So hopefully the next cycle, which is after the election comes the next cycle, which we've now had, and we can hopefully access some funds there.
All right. So soon, but not tomorrow.
No. Future plans. And then depending on how much funding we get, then we might look to, you know, other sources there. But we just complete the aged care refurbishment. So that was under the significant refurbishment funding that we were successful in. And we've now got new electronic sliding doors into our aged care residents' dining area, so they can access the garden more freely, which is a good way for them to be able to get outside. And once the weather clears up, we'll be doing some external painting as well. So
we'd have one of the most mobile resident populations for aged care anywhere, I reckon. They certainly get around.
They love gardening. There's, some good little gardeners there.
Yeah, they get out of the garden, they get into town, they do a bit of shopping. I don't ever mention Apollo Bay Aged Care without talking about how fabulous it is. And the reason is really clear that the people looking after the people that are living there know who they're
That's that local connection.
And know who they're looking after. Yeah. So it's not a number. You're not having just clocked onto a shift to, check the beds at 11 o'clock or something. You know that Bill has a bit of, likes to go and have a pee at 11 o'clock. So
Their home too.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's a wonderful thing. And our community, it's one thing our community should be, and probably is, very proud of. X-rays you're upgrading.
Yes, we have talked before about that, but just to reconfirm everyone that we are replacing our X-ray machine. It is a like-for-like replacement. Our current machine is about to be deemed end of life, so we do need to have a new machine come in. We've scheduled that to occur out of peak season, and it's going to be after the September school holidays. Mm. So in October is the plan. We're just trying to make sure everything can fall in line with that plan. But we'll see the X-ray machine not available for about 2-week period. So again, closer to that time, we'll actually, once it's confirmed, put some notices out there so everyone's very clear.
So this is September, October, you're saying?
October. First 2 weeks of October at this point.
All right. So especially for young boys, don't break any arms and legs.
Yeah, we also waited until after football and netball season. It's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. Director of Nursing.
Yes. So we had previously had a acting director of nursing team in place at Otway Health, but we wanted to formalise something. So we have run some recruitment, and I'm happy to say that Libby is successful as our director of nursing. She was part of that team, so she's already people have been up there would already be familiar with Libby, and she will commence from the 2nd of September in her permanent role.
Oh, wow. And does that mean we'll see a bit more of Libby in, across both sites?
Well, she's already down here working, and that will continue in a more permanent basis, which is
fantastic.
Nice.
Congratulations, Libby. Shall we play some music and give you
a
breath?
We can come back.
Yeah, and we can come back. This is the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Great Ocean Road Health. That's the way it's going to roll, I think. And you're hearing it on ABR, either as a podcast or live or as a replay. We'll be back soon after some Teskey Brothers. This is the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Great Ocean Road Health. And we're talking to the acting CEO, Carissa Brock, right now. We're back.
We are back.
We are indeed. And it's just, it's probably, I mean, I suppose it's always actually this busy at when it was Otway Health and when the American, I mean, I guess all these things were always happening, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And we try to, you know, make sure things tick along and there's a lot happening, but I guess with the amalgamation on top of that, it's created a bit of a
There's now some new stuff going on.
A couple of projects. So I'll start going through all the things we've got. So I want to talk a little bit now about how people can be involved with Great Ocean Road Health.
The send out for help.
Or Otway Health. So we've got an equity and diversity group that's been formed, and we are still looking for new members and inviting anyone in the community to become part of the working party to establish that group. Equity and diversity is important to us as a health service. We want to ensure we're inclusive and that we offer appropriate and accessible services to all members of the diverse community. Diversity is very broad. It can include age, cultural background, disability, gender, language, religious beliefs, and sexual orientation. And diversity also offers or refers to the other ways in which people are different and in many different ways. And that can be educational level, could be your life experience, your work experience, a socioeconomic background, personality, or even marital status. So the equity objective is to ensure that people from all those different groups and diverse areas in society have the opportunity to access the services of Great Ocean Road Health. There was a meeting that's happened already, and we have put some announcements out already, but we're looking for more members for those that want to come along.
To me, it's one of the great, it's one of the things that appealed to me about coming to Apollo Bay. And Andrew Denton interviewed Katie Lang a very long time ago, and he said to her, "What was it like growing up as a lesbian in a town of 350 people?" To which she replied, "My teacher drove a tractor to school. In little towns, everybody's different." It's only in big places that you all gather together. So, you know, it is wonderful to be part of a diverse community in that way. So to have it actually part enshrined as part of our culture at Otway Health, or at the Great Ocean Road Health, is a very exciting thing indeed.
Yeah, so anyone interested, you know, can call our standard number at 523-78500. And we're looking, you know, for different diversity. So whether it's an Indigenous group, Torres Strait Islander background, individuals with disabilities, or even their carers, diverse sexual orientation, sex or gender identity, and individuals from other culturally or linguistically diverse backgrounds, they're all welcome to come.
So looking for them to join the group and contribute to a plan for making sure that diversity is embraced, and that their values are understood and shared. I get it.
We've also got another group going with the History Project at Otway Health. So those that attended our recent event to commemorate the amalgamation of Otway Health with Lawn Community Hospital, there was an announcement about a project called Honouring Our Past. That project's designed to ensure the history of the Apollo Bay Hospital, the Apollo Bay Memorial Hospital, has had a few names over the time, and Otway Health later in life is celebrated and available for the community into the future. So there was a book done. Have you read the little
booklet?
But we're calling for any interested persons to be part of that project to tell more stories or other stories and further stories. So initial meeting was held, but we're still taking interested parties.
And are we involving the Historical Society in
we
that?
We are, so we'll put the feelers out there. And we're also after people who might be past volunteers, past staff, past clients, and community members who have recollections to share.
Well, if that group or anyone in that group wanted to talk on the radio on some sort of regular or semi-regular basis or around an event to share their stories, and then we can podcast those and they can be kept as recordings for the Historical Society, we could do that. And have a cup of tea or a beer or whatever poison you like, and tell mostly the truth.
Yeah. But I think it's important that we do document absolutely. That those things before they're lost.
Yeah, yeah. Because great chunks of the health service in Apollo Bay are the result of big community efforts. You know, like it's only because the community got together and contributed or demanded or, you know, worked to build different things and to create structures and to apply for grants and do all that stuff. So it is worth celebrating, absolutely.
Yep. We have the Meals on Wheels volunteer program that we've talked about before, but we're always needing more drivers there. Along with the home and community care services, we try to assist the elderly and those with disabilities to remain living independently for as long as possible. People who are unable to cook for themselves for many different reasons, sometimes the service is needed on a short-term basis, sometimes longer, and an ongoing basis. So the volunteers help deliver the Meals on Wheels program. They have to arrive around 11:45 each day, and we have a six-day-a-week service at the moment. Working in pairs, just for everyone's safety, collect the hot meals from the kitchen. We're one of the few that still deliver the hot meals. And deliver them out to the clients within the community. So the volunteers not just deliver the meal, but they're an informal social visit, and it's a very important little program. So those that might be interested, again, if you can call 5237 8500, and Melanie Howell is our volunteer coordinator.
Talk to Melanie Howell. She's a terrific powerhouse volunteer coordinator. And if you're new to town or just looking for, if you're a bit shy, nothing better than to come and just get to know somebody and just be the driver if you want to start with.
Yeah, so speaking to Mel, there's many different volunteer programs and the volunteers are just fabulous to what they deliver up there.
Yeah.
And we can match you up to a skill set that you might have already or something you're wanting to grow.
And you can do as much or as little as you like.
Correct.
You know, an hour a week if you got it, or an hour a fortnight, whatever. Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We've also got the community care client survey open at the moment. So those that are receiving community care will should have received the survey. And that's around how we're meeting our community needs and expectations and also how to improve our service for our clients.
Okay. Yep.
They're being hand-delivered out by the community care team as they visit and also mailed out to homes. If you have any questions, you can speak to a family member or a friend or a staff member to help you complete that survey. But it is good to help us guide where we're moving towards. It closes 25th of August. So those that have it, if they could just return it back, that would be greatly appreciated.
Absolutely.
Also got Jean Hales at Women Health Week coming up. So Jean Hales is a leader in women's health initiatives and just dedicated to improving the knowledge of women's health through various stages of their lives. We're going to help promote that awareness and the importance of maintaining good and health well-being. We've got some classes coming up that you can bring a friend, stay for lunch, have a cuppa.
Yep.
And then also find out if there's any resources that can help support you in taking the lead in your own health. So Tuesday, 3rd of September, Healthy Balance is running from 11:30 to 1:30 with lunch provided. And then Wednesday, the day after, Strength for Life, 11:30 to 1:30 on the 4th of September. And also lunch provided. So that's Louise Fanny.
Louise. She's looking after that. So just ask for her by phone or, you can email louise.fenny@gorh.vic.gov.au.
That is.
Second Sales.
Yes, so Second Sales is our auxiliary that fundraises for Otway Health, and it's undergoing a facelift at the little shop.
Okay.
So there's some new shop fittings.
I noticed some changes going on down there.
Just to help out with a little bit of OH&S and make sure that's contemporary and we've got nice, safe racks for everyone. The shop's going to be closed while those renovations are undertaken. So that's the 26th of August to the 30th of August. So just keep
just
that in mind.
That.
And when it reopens from Saturday, the 31st of August, pop in and have a look. And
absolutely. Spend some money.
Yeah. Find a bargain.
Plenty
and,
of those.
Hopefully see the new look store.
Yeah. Wow.
But we just thank anyone with their patience, obviously the shop is going to be closed
for a few days. Yeah, that's all right. You can wait to drop. And the thing is, don't drop your stuff off at that time because it would just get in the way. Yeah.
True. But I mean, if you call us, we can always arrange another alternate collection if things have to be
collected. Maybe just hang on to it for a week. Come on. You've got enough to deal with.
Sarah, at the coordinator there, she'll be great. She'll be able to help anyone out.
Terrific. Well, look, I'm amazed that you've found time to talk to us at all, really. So much happening.
No, and connecting with the community and getting our notices out there is quite important.
It very is important. Yeah, absolutely. Because absolutely, it's critical. Because otherwise, if you don't tell people what's happening, they make it up.
Well, that's one element.
Carissa Brock, Acting CEO at Great Ocean Health, Great Ocean Road Health. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is 3ABR.